Reaper's Fire, Joanne Wild, available at a publisher near you. I'm going to be speaking on, you heard a speech in SNL about procedure, and there's some others later this afternoon about statistical trends in the Fifth Circuit. This is going to be more substantive. It's a sort of most interesting things on topics of general interest to civil litigators and people with civil appellate practices over the last year since this conference last year. If you don't read 600camp.com, you should. That's the blog that I maintain about recent business cases in the Fifth Circuit. Every few times a week, I summarize an interesting case, and every now and then get enough on a topic to have a hot topic about something, some trend that's developing or another. A word on the court itself. I think Judge Willett may have covered this earlier this morning, but it bears repetition. The court has oscillated over the last 10 years from about 60% judges nominated by Republican presidents to about 70%, maybe 3/4. It's headed back up. The red includes Judge Willett, Judge Ho, and Judge Englehart. The two, the kind of orangish slice there is Andrew Oldham from Austin, and then a player to be named later in Mississippi to take Grady Jolly's position, he having taken senior status about a year ago. When those two positions are filled, as I expect they will be in the relatively near future, the court will be approaching 70% nominated by Republican presidents. And President Trump will have then nominated 6 of the active judges of the 17 slots. That's more than any other president. And that's in a year and a half of being president. President Obama appointed 3 to the court in 8 years. Judge Dennis is in his 80s. Some of the Reagan appointees, like Judge Jones and Judge Smith, are not getting any younger. So I think the Trump administration will continue to have a very significant impact on the court, and it's pretty obvious what kind of judges they pick. They pick judges with proven conservative records on issues of legal issues and procedural issues as well.